Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Welcome back to another episode of Packer Report TV. I am your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uglum. Joining me today is my good friend from Acme Packing Company, Dusty Evely. We are here to break down the film from Green Bay's loss in Detroit. She effectively ended their regular season. Dusty, we're going to be out on the road in the playoffs, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That stinks. I was looking forward to trying to get back up to Lambeau for a playoff game this year, but certainly doesn't look like that's going to happen. But that was kind of one of those, like, man, where's that loss put them with the playoff picture, right? You show the playoff picture, like, oh, they're a solid three games up on the playoff picture. Like, they're fine. If they win one more game this year, like, they can't do much else at this point.
That's what I tweeted after the game. It's like, I mean, you could chase the Vikings. If the Vikings get got, you go up in the Minneapolis and you win that game, then it's kind of like, okay, what's conference record? What's whatever? You know, you don't know. Yeah. If you split with Minnesota, you kind of don't know what the deal is. You know, if
you got to go down to like the third tiebreaker at that point or whatever.
Right. They do. Because I couldn't think of anything. I mean, I might pick you up in Kentucky on my way down to Atlanta if that's the noodle arm Kirk versus Jordan Love in a dome. Like,
let's do it. Let's go.
Get some. Was it lemon pepper wings? That's the thing.
Absolutely, buddy. They're gonna put Xavier McKinney. They're like, you're a boundary corner this time. He's not throwing deep. You're a boundary corner. Just pick off one of those floaters that he's throwing the out routes on.
That'd be fun. But I think you might have to get up to the top wild card to make that happen. Guys, Green Bay is going to the playoffs. They're not going to win the division. They're not going to be a top four seed. Like, their fate is sealed. They need to beat Chicago or Minnesota or Seattle or New Orleans. That's it.
Seems fine.
anytime you throw the word and in there, you're just locked in. I mean, Green Bay is going to the playoffs, and they're a playoff caliber team. Like, you want to talk about contender, they got to beat Philly and they got to beat Detroit. And they lost to Philly by this much in a neutral site game, and they just lost to Detroit by this much in Detroit. And that's how you would prefer to beat them.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know,
hot take, Ross. Prefer them to win.
You know, you get there in a divisional round situation, you go, okay, Packers have a 40% shot to win this game. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. It's not 10%, right? Like, it's not a coin flip, but hey, you know, they're 3-point underdogs. Okay, let's go. Let's roll. You know,
we've been
3.5-point favorites in the NFC Championship game before and not gone to the Super Bowl. So, like, it happens.
Don't remind me. That's correct.
It happens. Oh man. All right, Dusty. I'm gonna let you go first and break down what you would like to break down, if you could give our good folks a timestamp here.
Sure, man. Let me pull up my timestamp here. My timestamp is, this is third quarter, about 48 seconds left. It's 2nd and 7. This plays awesome, dude. I mean, this kind of plays off of a lot of what they've been doing anyway. It's 12 personnel, so you got two tight ends. You've got the kind of the spinner stuff. It's the split gun. No, it's 11 person. No, 21. I'm sorry. It's 21. Cause you got Brooks and Jacobs in the backfield. You got Kraft, I believe, in line. You've got Dontavian Wicks and Christian Watson split out wide. Split gun. They had shown almost this exact same play twice so far in this game, from a run perspective. So it's this kind of out of that spinner package where they kind of, you know, they rotate those backs a little bit. You've got Chris Brooks is set to Jordan Love's left. You got Josh Jacobs on the right. Josh Jacobs, they send in this little orbit behind motion Jordan Love, what they used to do with that earlier in the year for the past 2 years. You release that guy to the flat. Now what they've been doing, I mean, they've been messing with this stuff a whole bunch. What they do here and what they've done already twice this game, you have Josh Jacobs cross behind Love. Love snaps the ball. Brooks takes off. You get Jenkins will pull, so he works as a puller. Brooks then acts as a lead blocker, pulling across Love's face. And now you've got Josh Jacobs, who is now on Love's left after the motion, following Brooks as lead blocker to the hole with Elton Jenkins kicking out the block. Tucker Kraft on the end of the line, washing his guy down the line. that's how they run. They ran this twice this game. They did pretty well with it. They show it again. And both times you've got these two middle linebackers, and they got, when they had the, kind of the, this 21 personnel, this look, this exact same thing with this alignment with the Lions pull out, they've got two linebackers in the middle of the field. Both times those linebackers are looking to blow up, just blow up the hole. They're looking to, they've got two different alignments on this, but they're looking to hit the point of attack on the run. So they see this, Packers see this. They just run the run play on this like two plays prior out of almost this exact same look, or this exact same look actually. Saw what the Lions were doing. All right, man, we got them. So what they do, they show this again. They motion Josh Jacobs. He pulls up. Brooks comes. Brooks gets annihilated. If this was a run, I think that's Lee McNeil. Josh Jacobs, Josh Myers, bad day. Josh Myers just absolutely gets blown by, I believe, McNeil. Brooks gets blown up, but gives Loves the time he need. Now you've got those linebackers screaming down. They've seen this run play twice. Tucker Kraft looks like he's blocking down the line, except instead of blocking down the line, he releases. Now you got this. Christian Watson's on the outside. He had run a vertical block in the past. Now it's a vertical runoff route. The entire left side of the field, completely empty. They'll toss on the kind of tight end leak drag to Tucker Kraft, who catches, kind of double catches the ball at the 21, gets taken down, and then, like you said, does a little Shawn Michaels pip up, get himself back up without any hands after the play. So this is somewhat similar to, if you remember, the first Jaden Reed, the first play in the Titans game, the pass of Jaden Reed. Different run look. They're playing it out of, because they weren't running this stuff then. That was more of a pin pull thing. This is built off more of what they're looking at now, that inside zone pound lead counter running game that they've got with that two back system, and they're just running off of that. So that they did a really good job setting that up. Run game was really nice doing that in this game. Really nice job setting that up. And then the payoff here was really, really nice one for 29 yards.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. I love a lot of what they're doing to get Kraft involved in the offense. You know, he had kind of gone through a slower time, mm-hmm. right? And I think sometimes that happens. And really, I mean, it just happened to Jaden Reed, right? I mean, it's part of the frustration. It's part of people's frustration, even with Christian Watson, who had a big game, you know, the fumble obviously, but second game in 4 weeks with over 100 yards. And it's like every week when you don't have a Davante Adams. And by the way, I think this is a great way to do offense, and I think they've shown that they're an excellent, excellent offense.
Mm-hmm.
But it can get frustrating. You get into the fantasy football people, right? That gets frustrating for them because, okay, who do I start? Yeah. Who do I have on my team? And Tucker Kraft goes quiet for a while. There's Christian Watson. Christian Watson goes quiet for a while. Maybe it's Dontavion Wicks. Today, quiet for Jaden Reed, loud for Watson, loud for Tucker Kraft.
Wicks had a pretty nice day too, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
Probably his best day of he didn't drop a pass, so best day of the year for Wicks, I think.
Yeah, Dontavion didn't drop a pass. Jordan didn't throw a pick. It was a day.
Look at us.
All right. Time stamp here. We are talking quarter three, 14-17 left, meaning obviously this is the opening drive of the second half. And you've got a second 11 after, I believe, a one-yard loss on a Josh Jacobs run. Really cool 1x4 look here. I'm on the wide angle right now. And it's cool because you fake two things here, really. The first thing would be like a diamond screen to Josh Jacobs, which you could maybe throw. It's 3-on-3 because that defensive end is more than likely headed towards the passer. I mean, the field side defensive end is more than likely headed towards Jordan Love. So you'd have three guys to block three guys, and you could throw it over there to Josh Jacobs and, you know, maybe get something done. And then Green Bay runs a rub. I mean, this is everything that you know, folks that got flagged for offensive pass interference in this game were doing. You know, Tucker Kraft and Jordan, Jaden Reed doing a great job of clearing out a drag to Dontavion Wicks, which, by the way, I mean, if Love wants that, he has it. If Love, and he probably has it for a first down, honestly. If Love wants the Wicks drag, he has it. But it might draw eyes to pass interference as well. I mean, that it could have gotten called. No way would that have been thrown within a yard of the line of scrimmage. No way was the contact within a yard of the line of scrimmage. But if you switch now, and I'm going to go to the end zone view behind Jordan Love's head, you can see what Jordan Love sees. And he does a great job of drawing the safety because he's looking left. And when he looks downfield, we got a little bit of spider cam interference here. Shout out to JT O'Sullivan of the quarterback school. We got a little bit of spider cam interference. But if you're looking at the stripe on Jordan Love's helmet, until he hitches to let this thing go, that stripe never looks over towards Christian Watson. So what he has done is manipulated that middle of the field safety over to the quad side, which if you're playing cover one and I'm coaching you on defense, I'm kind of telling you to shade over to the side with four threats as opposed to the side with one. The problem for the Detroit Lions on this play is that the side with one problem was a not really all that fast Carlton Davis against one of the faster deep threats in the NFL in Christian Watson. And I really loved this release from Christian. A lot of times on a play like this, you're trying to work an outside release. But with the ball, you know, he being on the boundary side and not the field side, goes with the inside release fade. Does an excellent job hand fighting basically two steps off the line of scrimmage. Davis tries to get hands on. It doesn't work. And at about the 33-yard line, he's even. And Dusty, when we're even, we are leaving, buddy. And Watson gets Davis stacked at about the 40 and never doesn't have him stacked. Makes the catch around the 27-yard line and has a nice little yak down to the 11. Green Bay ultimately scores on that play. But I just love all the window dressing to the field side, and then you throw an inside release fade to the boundary. And really, Love does an awesome job with that stripe on his helmet manipulating the safety. Because Carlton Davis, God bless him, is a really good football player, was a really good football player. He has no shot there.
We are officially in the thick of holiday season, and there's only one thing better than the spirit of giving, and that's the spirit of winning. And right now, you can make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks, the absolute best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports. This holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away two free picks in December, and they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Picksmas. Sign up today. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You do not even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Think James Cook will get more than 60 yards next week? Joe Burrow more than 1.5 touchdowns? Whatever you think, Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season, and you can turn your sports knowledge into real money in less than 60 seconds. This week, I'm going with Amon-Ra St. Brown on Thursday Night Football, yes, against Green Bay, but I'm also going with a huge day from Jaden Reed. During the weekend, I'm going with Aaron Jones to have a big bounce back week against Atlanta and George Kittle to have a monster day against Chicago. However you want to pick, make sure to download the app today and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after your first $5 lineup. So what are you waiting for? Prize Picks, run your game. There's absolutely nothing like seeing a football game live, and that's even more so in Green Bay than in any other city or in any other stadium. I had the absolute best time going to the Houston game earlier this year as my son got to see his first regular season game live, and let me just tell you, it was absolutely perfect. And there's no question about it. The best and easiest way to get tickets is on Game Time. Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. When I started using Game Time, it was so easy to use, and Game Time filtered out all the extra garbage to show me just the incredible deals that they had on all the great seats. It was simple, efficient, and unbelievably easy to use. It was also super helpful seeing the seat views before buying. And enough with all the false advertising on pricing. Turn on all-in pricing on Game Time to see the total upfront cost with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PACKADAY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PACKADAY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
No, and that was as soon as he got the release. But then, I mean, you said he's even. One step after he was even, Watson had 3 yards of separation, and it was never less than 3 yards. Like, it was just like, that sucker's gone. And I mean, yeah, he's I think it was Kirby Joseph was a deep man there. He's aligned to Watson's side, and then you can see him just come a little bit over. Like you said, Love does a great job. That little rub concept stuff, they break that out every year against Detroit because Detroit's been running man coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, back to like Matt Patricia, like they run predominantly man coverage. They ran mesh like five times in this game, which is the most they've run. I don't think they've run mesh five times this season. They ran it five times in this game, like a lot of man beaters. So that's one they certainly would have hit. Like you said, Wicks, I think, has the angle. That's certainly a first down, but that was very much a, I could throw it to Wicks, but I know I've got one-on-one with Christian against Carlton Davis. So I love the decision. And I think I can't remember if we talked about it here, Ross. I think we have. Loves deep ball, man. This year, dynamite. I mean, that was an issue for him last year.
It's been so much better. It's
been very good this year. So I know there's a couple issues where he missed, but this is a really nice ball to Watson. Watson runs underneath it, grabs it. Just a beautiful play all the way around.
Yeah, and especially for a guy like, obviously, last year, you know, or a guy that has been very pro Christian Watson, and everybody knows that. Like, a lot of the underthrows and things when trying to connect with Watson were frustrating to watch last year, especially when Love kind of didn't have it going. The deep ball has been so much better this year, and I think their explosive passing game is excelling because of it. They miss Musgrave. You know, I mean, the deep shots right now, like, it's been a while since Jaden Reed caught a deep ball, and it's like, so Christian right now is 100% of their, at least in the air, explosives. They don't have wheel releases to Musgrave. They don't have leak to Musgrave. They're not throwing deep balls to Melton. I mean, he can run, but they're not doing it. And Wicks and Dobbs just aren't those guys. So young man needs to stay healthy. That is for sure.
Any of the Reed stuff is, I mean, they opened up with trying to get a shot to him in this game. Like, any of the Reed stuff, it's not, they release him on the wheel stuff, but he's never open on the wheel stuff. Anything they try to get to Reed, like they did the first play of this game, it's those deep overs, which take forever. Yeah. Like, they didn't have that time, especially early in this game. But anything for him, it's not, all right, win a go ball. Like, we just need you. You're the backside of a 3-by-1, win a go ball. That's not Ben Reed, but they try to get him open at just on those deep crossers, and Love's missed him on a couple, and he hasn't had time on a couple. It's just, it's a tough way, because you've really got to, this is just, I got a single high safety, I got a man that can win, I can chuck it. Whereas Reed, you really have to, we've got the coverage, we're releasing him this way, we need this certain amount of time to do that. And I think Reed's been good, but it's a different type of player that you're talking about with those guys for sure.
Before we wrap things up here, Dusty, anything else that you saw, especially neither of us picked a defensive play, anything else that you saw kind of rolling through the film on this one? I mean, I think you're definitely annoyed that they lost, but again, this, to me, this was just, hey, try to win the game and kind of do this improbable comeback in the NFC North, but just show that you can hang. And I mean, this was just a heavyweight fight, and they didn't have the ball last. They very clearly can hang.
I mean, I will say, I mean, from early in the game, I was like, oh no, this is going to be bad. Like, that first drive, they couldn't protect. He had no time. I think the first Jacobs run went for 1 yard. Love was getting murdered before he got to the top of his drop. So it was kind of a, oh no, like, this is going to be bad. Then they adjusted. They got the run game going a little bit. That held off the rush. I thought the plan was really good when they could have been somewhat panicked early. I mean, they were down 17-3 going in the half? Getting the 17-7, ball.
17-7, I think.
17-7, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's where the touchdown. That was, the red zone was much better.
Zone was good. Yeah,
red zone was very good.
Until the very, very end, it was touchdowns, not field goals. And that is going to be a thing in the playoffs, especially against these guys.
They'd been good. I mean, since the I think since I looked this up, they were 29th in the league before the bye week. And then after the bye week, they're now 15th in the league. They've scored on like 70% of their red zone. Scored touchdowns on like 75% of their red zone trip. So they've been good. Thought the plan was good. A lot of man beaters. LaFleur likes to kind of plan around who he's going to be playing. And I thought that was good once they kind of settled in a bit. They really didn't have many plays either. It was 45. I think they had 45 offensive plays. Like, they didn't get a whole lot of plays off. They had a couple explosives. They had some big plays, but they didn't get many.
They got to run it. You got some short fields. Detroit wanted to run it. I mean, it was moving. It was moving for sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. That is all the time I have. Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you guys for listening or watching. Have a great rest of your weekend, and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.